I'm going to read a story about friends. We love having friends, and we love to be good friends. And in this story, the Lord teaches us how to be good friends. And this story is about a man named Jonathan and a man named David. Maybe you've heard of them. And in this story, Jonathan gives his friend David five things. You can listen and see if you can hear some of them. You can also wonder, why did Jonathan give these things to David? So here is a story from the first book of Samuel, chapter 17 and 18. And as David returned from smiting the Philistine, Abner took him in before the face of Saul, and the head of the Philistine was in his hand. And Saul said to him, "Whose son art thou, lad?" And David said, "The son of thy servant Jesse, the Bethlehemite." And it was that he finished speaking to Saul, and the soul of Jonathan was tied into the soul of David, and Jonathan loved him as his own soul. And Saul took David on that day and would not grant him to return to his father's house. And Jonathan and David made a covenant for his love for him as his own soul. And Jonathan stripped himself of the mantle that was on him and gave it to David, and his robe, and even to his sword, and even to his bow, and even to his belt. Amen. So, what's something that Jonathan gave to David? Do you remember? What's one thing?
A sword.
And what's another one? Yes?
A bow.
Do you remember another one? A belt. Yes, another one?
A robe.
And the first one was called a mantle, which is like an outer robe. So these were very precious things that Jonathan gave him, because in those days, clothes were hard to make. And also, Jonathan was the son of King Saul, so his robes were royal robes. They were beautiful. Here's a picture of Jonathan giving these things to David. Now, some of the things that Jonathan gave David are missing from this picture, but it's still a good picture to look at. So what's something that's missing that Jonathan gave David that's not in this picture? Yes, a bow. The bow is not there. And I can only see one garment there, so there really should be two, a mantle and a robe. But still, it gives you a nice picture of Jonathan giving to David some very, very special presents. And why do you think Jonathan gave these things to David? Yes?
Because he was friends with David.
Yes, that's one reason. That's right. It says he loved him as his own soul, as much as his own soul. And there's another reason too, and that is because Jonathan knew that the Lord had chosen David to be the next king of Israel. Now, Jonathan's own father was King Saul, the first king of Israel. And when King Saul heard that the Lord had chosen David to be the next king, King Saul was very angry, and he even tried to kill David because he wanted Jonathan, his own son, to be the next king. But Jonathan loved the Lord, and he knew the Lord had chosen David, so he knew the Lord would choose the right person to be the next king. So what Jonathan was doing was he's taking off his royal clothes and saying to David, "You are going to be the next king, not me. He's giving him his sword and his bow. You're going to be the leader of the army, not me, and I'm going to follow you. And you're going to be the one who holds us all together as a nation, like a belt around all of us. You're going to be the one." So that was a beautiful thing that Jonathan was doing, saying, "You're going to be the king, David, and I'm glad." So why did Jonathan and David love each other so much? Well, they had a lot of things in common, but most important, they both loved the Lord. They were careful to do what the Lord said to do and careful to not do the things the Lord said not to do. Another thing is they both loved their country, the children of Israel. And another thing was they were both brave, brave soldiers. At the beginning of this story, did you hear what David had in his hand when he came in to see King Saul? What was in his hand? It's pretty gross. Yes?
Philistine's head.
Right, the Philistine's head. What Philistine? What was that Philistine's name?
Goliath.
Goliath, that's right. David had just cut off that head with Goliath's own sword. Now, how come David, who wasn't even all the way grown up yet, dared to attack this huge Philistine giant in full body armor? How did he dare to do that? Yes? That's right. He trusted the Lord.
Did I ever go to that one?
That's what you were going to say?
Did I have a book with that one?
You have a book with that one? Very good. And guess what? And on that day, because the Philistines saw Goliath fall down dead, they ran away, and the armies of children of Israel followed after them and got a great victory that day. Well, Jonathan, not too long before this, also did a similar, very brave thing. He and just one other soldier, his armor bearer, showed themselves to the Philistines. The Philistines had their camp on top of a cliff. And the Philistines looked down and saw Jonathan and his armor bearer, and they made fun of them. And they said, "We dare you. Climb up here, and we'll talk to you." And they thought they were going to have some fun with Jonathan and his armor bearer before they killed them. But Jonathan believed that this was a sign from the Lord that he was meant to climb up that cliff. So he and his armor bearer climbed up on hands and knees. The Philistines could easily have killed them while they were climbing up, but they didn't. And they got to the top, and what happened? Jonathan and his armor bearer began to kill the Philistines. Pretty soon they had killed 20 of them. And then the Philistines, when they saw what was happening, they ran away. And again, the armies of the children of Israel chased after them. And there was a great victory that day because Jonathan trusted in the Lord and was willing to risk his life for his country. So you can see that Jonathan and David were very similar men, weren't they? That's why they loved each other, because they saw there's a man who loves the Lord, who loves his country, is willing to risk his life for his country. So the Lord is teaching us how we can be good friends too, to each other. And the most important thing is that we love the Lord above all, that first of all, we are the Lord's friends. The Lord said, "You are my friends if you do whatever I command you." Now imagine that you have a friend who comes to you someday, he's in a bad mood, and he says to you, "Hey, let's go do something wrong, and it's not a good idea." How can you be a good friend? Do you say, "Well, he's my friend, he asked me to do it, so I guess I better do it with him, do something wrong"? That's not being a good friend. First of all, you're a friend to the Lord, and you say to him, "No, I can't do that. The Lord says no." Now that's a good friend, because then maybe your friend will think, "Oh, maybe that's not such a good idea," and he won't do it. That's so much better. Or imagine that you are in a bad mood, and you come to one of your friends, and you say to them, "Hey, let's go do something stupid." And your friend says, "Wait, no, I can't do that. The Lord says no." Now that's a good friend. Even though you might be disappointed that your friend won't go with you, maybe you'll think, "Well, wait a minute, maybe that's not such a good idea. The Lord says no." Now that's a good friend. So that's what the Lord is teaching us in this story. Both of these men were people who loved the Lord above all things, and that's why they were such good friends. So if we love the Lord above all things, then we will also be able to love our neighbors as ourselves. Amen.